You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a collection of insights, information, and inspiration, connecting us to our own inner wisdom. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs. This week, we see the first new moon of 2021. And so for some of us, this may be when you feel called to create your annual intentions. Or maybe you're tuning in to today's episode because you're just beginning to work with the lunar cycles, as I suggest you do in my book, You Already Know. As I often say, spirit doesn't have a clock, soul doesn't have a calendar. So you, my friend, have time. You don't need to have your intentions and your goals for the year locked and loaded by January 1. I'm not even airing this on January 1. You are going to be creating your intentions whenever your spirit, your soul, your intuition tells you that it's time to pivot, time to bubble up a new desire for yourself. So, being that I am recording this and airing this at the beginning of the year, I want you to know that last year, my word for the year arrived in February. So don't worry if you're moving on some other time frame than all the hype at this time of year. Just set your intentions as it feels right for you. So that said, we're going to work with this week's new moon, if you're listening to this in real time, to help you understand and to allow your intentions to bubble up. But of course, you may be tuning in at any other time. And so to figure out when the next new moon is due, there's a few different apps or tools that I have used to help me figure that out. So the one that I use the most is a Google Calendar plugin that I just have added to my personal calendar in Google. And it automatically pre-populates every phase of the moon cycle. So not just the big ones that seem to garner all of the attention, the new moon and the full moon, but all of the other phases as well. So that is typically the one that I see the most. Many years ago, like many, many years ago, I had downloaded an app called Moon Phase. I mean, it's still on my phone, but there are no doubt better ones now. I just have not updated it. What I also just found literally this morning prior to recording today's episode is I was playing around with the new widgets on the iOS 14 update, and I noticed that in Widgetsmith, which is what I was using, they have a widget for the moon phases. So I've now got that on my phone too, front and center. So I would love to know, maybe over on Instagram, if you're following me over there, I'm at helenjacobs.co. Come and show me, would you? Would you tag me in what you're using to follow the phases of the moon? I'd love to know. So really, no matter how you're tracking the lunar phases, today's episode is going to help you move through five simple steps to set new moon intentions. And this is the same steps that I've been using for many, many, many years. So here is how I do it. Step number one is to create a special ritual or practice. This doesn't need to be too elaborate. My suggestion is to head outdoors if you can, if the weather allows. And you might like to do that with a crystal or two, maybe your oracle cards, a candle, and your journal and pen. It doesn't have to be outdoors. You might just choose to do this in your bedroom or in your lounge room. It really doesn't matter. Essentially, what this step is about is really setting the tone of what that sacred space is to you. And so mine has changed over time. For me now, this is really just going wherever I am. And I will typically have my oracle cards and my journal and pen, and I can create that sacred space wherever I am. Many years ago, I had a dedicated space set up with an altar, and I would go to that space. So work out what works for you. Now, I believe that this is the ideal time just after the new moon. So on those apps that I mentioned before, they're going to give you the very specific time in your local time zone for when the moon is at its newest. And so as soon after that time is, I believe, the best time to start working with your intentions. Now, sometimes that falls when I'm asleep. So really, I will just do it as early as I can the next day, which frankly sometimes means that it's after school drop-off or after a full client load or even the night after. Here's what I want you to know. These moon phases actually last for a couple of days, so it doesn't matter if you're not doing this immediately upon the new moon. The power isn't in the moon, it's in you. Okay, then we're ready for step two, which is to reflect on last month's intention. So once I've got the time set, I've set up my sacred space, and I'm now sitting down ready to begin this process. This is where, if you've created an intention list the month prior, you would review your progress and celebrate your wins here. So chances are that this may be the first time that you're actually creating some new moon intentions. And so if you don't have last month's intention list to reflect upon, you can simply journal about the month that's just passed. And if you're journaling, you might like to explore what came up in the last month, what came to light, what was released, and even what you invited into your life. You may be surprised to learn what you're intentionally or unintentionally drawing in. So if you're new to this process this month, simply review the key themes for the month. So that might actually look like reviewing last month's energy forecast, which I share on the podcasts. These forecasts, I believe, are a great tool for reflection, not just for forecasting. So step two is to choose a way to reflect upon the last month or the period of time from the last new moon. And you're looking for your progress and your wins. Okay, then we move on to step three. And this is really where we get into the nitty-gritty of creating the intentions for this coming month. So take a deep breath and center yourself. You're going to want to feel yourself connected to the earth, connected to universal life force energy, and you're going to want to be able to center yourself in your heart space. So if you're listening to this podcast while you're running or you're driving, now is not the time. You will want to create this inside of your sacred space or inside of the ritual rather than right now. So when you're sitting and ready to create your intentions, take that deep breath, connect into the earth, open yourself up to your guidance, to your spiritual support team. You may want to place a hand on your heart and ask yourself, what does my inner wisdom desire for me at this time? So hand on your heart. What does my inner wisdom desire for me at this time? And then you're going to want to sit with this for some time. So this may end up looking like a meditation. It may look like you with your eyes closed, hand on heart, and observing. Allow your intention to bubble up from deep within. This is about observing, allowing, and noticing what your inner wisdom brings back to you in response. You'll feel your intention in your body. notice that this is not happening with your mind. This isn't about asking your mind about your goals or what you want to tick off your to-do list. This is about asking your body and asking your inner wisdom, your intuition, or perhaps even your spiritual support team. So sit with this as long as you need to for that intention to bubble up. And notice, what was the feeling that bubbled up? So it may be a sensation, it may be an emotion, it may be something that you clairaudiently hear, but you're going to notice that something comes into your awareness. And this becomes your intention. Now, if you're struggling at this point, you may want to use maybe my monthly forecasts as a prompt, maybe just something to help you explore. This is also a great opportunity to work with your oracle cards. So, not surprisingly, I work with my own deck, the Little Sage Oracle cards. And so, it may be by turning over a card that you're given additional information here. Maybe it links with the feeling that's bubbled up, or in the absence of being able to tune into that feeling, the oracle card may set your intention for you. And just a reminder, those Little Sage Oracle cards will be back in stock really soon. I'm adding a link to that in the show notes so you can be amongst the first to get them, because there's new cards and an updated box and they're coming at you really soon. So also in this stage, I may draw on some other tools in my toolkit. I might move my body. It might be an intuitive dance or movement. It might be freeform writing or automatic writing in my journal. I might sing. I might chant. I might even begin to play or just move my body in a way that feels right to me. It's really using some of the other tools and resources that we have that can allow us to tap into our inner voice and inner wisdom. That way, the true intention of our inner self can really bubble up. And as I say that, I am reminded of a podcast episode. You'd have to scroll way back in your app. I'm going to add a link in the show notes. It was an episode about some unusual ways to tap into your intuition. All right, so once you've then landed on your intention, it's time to write them down. This is where your journal and pen is going to come in handy. So at the top of the page in your journal, I write down new moon intentions for, and then I insert the month and insert the year. You might have more than one intention. And so you would number out your intentions and really don't go more than like five. But ideally, you have one potent intention. And that's going to be far more powerful than a diluted, multi-pronged approach. So this intention is ultimately a guiding word or a guiding feeling. And so this is why I really wanted you to be able to sit with your intentions and to really feel them, because feeling them is more important than the words. Remember, this is not a goal, it's an intention. So at the top of your journal, you've written down your intention or intentions. And look, you may then want to elaborate on that or journal on that. And so, you know, you can create this practice however you want to. You might also want to have this intention or the guiding feeling, again, somewhere where you're going to see it quite often. So maybe you're going to add it as a widget on your phone, or you're going to put it as a post-it, you know, on your laptop screen or wherever you're going to see it frequently. So the more that you sit with these intentions, the more that you see it, and it's not just seeing it, it's that seeing it is going to prompt the feeling inside of you. You're going to return to this intention over and over and over again. Now, you may also want to, at this stage, work with my New Moon Manifesting Guided Meditation. It is available on my website at helenjacobs.co. I will add a link to it in the show notes as well. So it's not unusual for me to do that meditation, to have pulled the oracle cards, to write out my intention, and to do the journaling at this stage, especially if there's a lot going on. The New Moon Manifesting Meditation does allow you to really work with your intention, particularly once it's been set. Okay, then we're ready to move on to step 4. And this is actually a really important step and one that not everyone is aware of or actively doing. So step 4 is to offer up your intentions. It's at this point that I like to release my intentions. I hand them over to the universe, my spiritual support team, my angels, and I let them take the lead. I ask them to help my intention unfold for the highest good of everyone. So you may like to do this either out loud or perhaps just internally. But the phrasing that I like to use is this: may these intentions unfold in the coming month or in perfect divine timing for the greatest good of all involved. Please guide me through this process. So I'll repeat it for you again. May these intentions unfold in the coming month or in perfect divine timing for the greatest good of all involved. Please guide me through this process. And so at this stage, once I've handed my intentions over, I would take another deep breath. And as I exhale, I feel all of the weight and responsibilities for these intentions lift. It is not up to you alone to make them happen. Our job is to keep feeling the intention. Our job is to observe, to watch for the synchronicities, the signs and symbols, the solutions, the answers, the additional guidance that turns up in response to the intention and the energetic set point that we have just created through this process. All right, now we're ready for the fifth and final step in creating our new moon intentions. And this is where we turn our intentions into affirmations. So without becoming fixated on these intentions for the month, we might like to rephrase them as the positive affirmations so that we can repeat them throughout the month. So you might like to get really creative and illustrate them or create something in Canva. I mentioned before about widgets on your phone, or maybe it is just a simple and more old-fashioned post-it note in your office or a reminder on your phone, something like that. If you've pulled oracle cards, it already has an affirmation included in the Little Sage Oracle Cards reference book. So every single one of the cards comes with its own affirmation. So you might just like to use that. If you do have an altar or a vision board, you might also like to put the intention on them, on your vision board or on your altar. The idea here is, like I said before, that you're going to be prompted to repeat the affirmation, but also to connect with the feeling every time you see it. So, if you're following your progress throughout the month's moon phases, and remember, it's not just the new moon and the full moon, there are multiple phases and I outline them in my book, you already know, you can actually begin to see how these intentions play out throughout the month. My personal practice has changed a lot over the years. So I do tend to focus on the new moon and the full moon, and that can suffice. And so if you have set your intention at the new moon, by the full moon, you're going to see new information coming to light and opportunities starts to arise, or you're going to have to discard the intention and tweak it and change it. As you follow this practice month after month, lunar cycle after lunar cycle, you may notice the same intentions on your list. When you tune in, your inner wisdom or even your spiritual support team may give you the same intention for several cycles at a time. So don't worry if something takes longer than a month to come into your life. When manifesting your intentions, your progress is determined by how much clearing and healing you've completed and how ready you are to receive. So I talk more about that cycle, the guidance cycle, again, in my book you already know. The goal here is not just to manifest stuff. The goal here is not just to serve our ego, but instead to be tuning into our soul, to tune into the wisdom of our unique divine life path, and work with those intentions or work with that intuitive instruction that we receive in order to take one step at a time along our unique soul path. Loved today's episode? Be sure to subscribe, leave me a rating or review in your favorite podcast app. It'll help me create even more episodes you will love. And for everything else you might need to be your own oracle, visit helenjacobs.co.